to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show 106 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Well, welcome back, guys, and based on that music, you can tell what time of year it is again. We are into the Halloween season, and as we like to do traditionally, we have a really great Halloween recording for you this week. Before we get to that, let me introduce who we have on the show with us. First, we have Jimmy. Jimmy, how's it going?
Fantastic. I think this is the first time the three of us have been together on here since our trip.
Yes, it has. And because we have the Halloween show this week, next week, guys, stay tuned. We're going to do that trip review we've been promising. Along with us, we have Sam. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Grim, Grin, and Ghosts come out to socialize.
Awesome stuff. I really love this time of the year, and Disney does Halloween great. We were lucky enough to see a little of it while we were down there, and I think tonight you guys are going to be really impressed with what we have.
I love it. We did it last year, so I guess this is a tradition now. I had heard it before we put it out last year, but when we did put it out, I listened to it all over again because it's so interesting.
Oh, yeah. What we have tonight is a recording taken off an album, and based on some of the history we learned, it was re-released on a cassette later on. But what it was a recording that was released the same time the Haunted Mansion opened. Kind of coincided with it to kind of advertise what you'd expect inside the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, this edit was released on Disneyland Records, titled The Story and Song from the Haunted Mansion, released in 1969, which is the same time that Disneyland's Haunted Mansion premiered, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh, no doubt. And what's really super special about this recording is you're totally going to recognize one of the voices on this. Well, I take that back. You're going to recognize a lot of the voices from the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, you're right.
But specifically, you're going to recognize the guy walking through the mansion.
Dum, dum, dum.
One of the teenagers. One of the teenagers who, right, the teenagers kind of get stuck and they're trapped. And, well, the teenagers, the car breaks down. It's a classic 1950s, 60s story, right? The teenager's car gets broken down and they go to the haunted house or the house nearby to look for help and get trapped inside. It's pretty cool.
Oh, it is. It's really great. The sound effects are awesome. And you know what? You can almost imagine being a kid again listening to this. It's so cool.
So the Raven in the Haunted Mansion was originally supposed to be your tour guide. So you may have noticed this before and never really paid it any attention. When you're riding the Haunted Mansion at the Magic Kingdom of Walt Disney World or Disneyland, there's a raven, and you'll see his two little red eyes sort of looking at you, and his beak sort of moves. Well, originally, he was going to talk and guide you through the Haunted Mansion. And on this recording that you're about to listen to, you'll hear the raven speak. Now, according to Imagineer Tony Baxter, they thought that it sounded a little bit cartoonish, so they just unplugged the audio, but the motions in the animatronic are still there. So you'll hear the raven say things like, oh, he took the chicken way out, he took the chicken way out, instead of going into the mansion. And that's the first thing he says actually in here, which is really cool. So the next time you ride the Haunted Mansion, think of this recording and the raven perched in various places all over. In fact, in the seance room, the raven is on the chair right behind the floating Madame Leota head, which is really cool. And you never even notice them until the next time you go in there and you go, wow, look at those two eyes. That's pretty cool. That's what they were talking about. So keep that in mind while you listen.
Awesome stuff. Okay, guys. Well, normally I tell you to wear your headphones, and I would suggest that this time a little extra is to turn down the lights, get close to somebody you really like, and get prepared to be scared.
And give them a big boo. Hey, and listen for the raven. He also talks about the Hatbox Ghost. So this goes all the way back to 1969 when the Hatbox Ghost was in the original Haunted Mansion, but he was removed because of technical difficulties. Then, full circle, just last year for the 60th anniversary, or this year, they replaced and added back in Disneyland the Hatbox Ghost. That's a pretty cool bit of trivia. So turn the lights down, light a candle, leave a window open so the breeze blows in just a little bit, and get ready for the story of the Haunted Mansion.
Fantastic.
Here we go.
Have you ever seen a haunted house? You know the kind I mean. That old dark house that's usually at the end of a dimly lit street. The owners haven't been seen for years. No one really knows why. The windows are broken and boarded, and the shutters hang loose on their hinges. The trees have grown wild. Their branches brush against the sides of the weathering house, making strange noises in the night. There's a high vine-covered fence around the property. Is it there to keep somebody out? Or is it there to keep something inside? It's a house that people avoid walking past at night. Strange sounds come from within the walls. And it's said that eerie lights have been seen both in the attic windows and in the graveyard at the side of the house. Our story revolves around this mysterious mansion. One night not long ago, two teenagers were walking home from a date. The night was cool and lightning broke through the sky. The wind began to blow and the lightning cracked again. Thunder rolled across the heavens and changed this pleasant evening into a night to be remembered. Karen held Mike's hand tightly as they began to walk faster down that dark street. The lightning struck again and illuminated the front of the old mansion. It began to rain. Mike and Karen ran toward the old house, through the old iron gate, and onto the porch for protection. Protection? If only they had known.
Oh, Mike! Look at that rain come down. We'll never get home on time.
Sure we will. It's not quite midnight. This whole porch isn't going to keep us dry, though.
What are you doing?
Trying to get the front door open. No one lives here. We can wait inside until the storm's over.
Not me. I'm not going in that old house. I'd rather stay out here and get wet.
There. Come on, don't be afraid. I'll light a match. I'll be. This house is still full of furniture. It's as though someone still lived here.
There's a candelabra. Light some candles.
Good evening.
Who said that?
I think it came from that marble statue.
Mike, let's get out of here.
The door closed. I can't get it open.
When hinges creak in doors chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls. Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present. Practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step this way. There's no turning back now. You will not be harmed, but you will not be released until you take a tour of my home. We have so few visitors. Live ones, that is. Our tour begins here. In this ghostly gallery.
Mike and Karen, too frightened to find another way out, obeyed their host's voice and entered the candlelit gallery. The gallery was a large room. Its walls were covered with paintings. As Mike and Karen stepped into the room, the wall behind them slid closed.
Mike, we shouldn't have come in here. I'm scared.
I don't see a way out. There are no doors, not even a window.
Here, in the gallery, you see rare paintings of some of our residents as they appeared in their corruptible, mortal state. Even in this flickering gloom, your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding. Your trusting mortal eyes tell you that these walls are stretching. But logic says, no, 'tis mere hallucination. Then look about you, examine everything carefully. Your logic cannot deny that this chamber has no windows and no doors, which offers a rather logical challenge to find a way out. There's always my way.
Lightning flashed from above the room, illuminating the attic area. There seemed to be no roof. From the rafters, a corpse swayed, dangling from a taut rope. A black raven flew into the room and perched on the bookcase. The candles Mike held went out mysteriously. Karen clutched his hand during what seemed to be an endless darkness. In a few seconds, the candles relit. A panel opened, exposing a dimly lit hall. On the left side were windows revealing a grotesque landscape frequently illuminated by the lightning flashes. The opposite side of the corridor were large portraits. And when the lightning flashed, these paintings turned into decaying corpses.
We should never have come in here. What's that?
It's okay. It's just that raven.
Did someone scream? We didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. Apparently, the restless spirit of an old nag has taken possession of that poor, wretched raven's mortal being. Be on your guard. It may want to better itself. Come along now.
Mike and Karen walked down the long, tapering corridor. There seemed to be a light at the far end, pitch blackness behind them. The hallway made a sharp turn into an eerie lit limbo of boundless mist and decay. The furnishings and walls were covered with cobwebs. A staircase seemed to be the only passageway out. As they climbed to the second floor, they were greeted by an appalling cold.
I hope you don't have an aversion to darkness and cold. But you see, we spirits are sensitive to light, and every consideration has been given to our comfort here in this delightfully dreary place.
Where do we go from here? How do we get out of this horrible place?
This seems to be the main corridor. Let's hope it leads to a back staircase and a way out. Come on, let's keep going.
Look out!
Quick, in this doorway.
Through the dimly lit mist of the upstairs corridor, a ghost-like figure ran screaming past Mike and Karen. Footsteps, screams, and the sound of rattling chains chased the figure down the hallway and faded into the darkness.
It's nice to see the folks enjoying themselves. In my home, every room has wall-to-wall creeps and hot and cold running in chills. But it has taken time to give it that comfortable, unlived-in look.
The kids turned their backs on the corridor and looked into the room toward the sound of their host's voice. The candles Mike held again mysteriously dimmed and went out. They stood frozen with fright. They were in the old conservatory, a room cluttered with decaying flowers and plants. Broken windows in the room allowed them to see the outside, and there below was the private graveyard. Even though the rain was falling hard, an unnatural fog choked the gravestones. The rain was coming in through the broken windows. The air was damp and had a musty smell. The raven flew in and perched on top of a large box situated in the middle of the room.
What's that noise?
I'll light the candles. There.
It's a coffin. Something's trying to get out.
You've disturbed it, yes. You'll be sorry for that.
Mike and Karen ran out of the room into the dark hallway. They passed several closed doors as they continued toward the far end. From each door they passed, natural and unnatural sounds came from within. Each sounded as though it were trying to get out into the hall.
Mike, I'm so frightened.
Whatever you do, don't betray your presence by screaming. Follow my voice. Be calm.
active imagination. That's good.
They went into another room, dimly lit by flickering candles. There, an unusual seance was in session.
We're about to participate in a seance. Madame Leota is assembling all the spirits who have been just dying to meet you.
Madame Leota, the medium who was chanting the plaintive incantations, was quite unique. She was truly a disembodied spirit, a mere talking head inside a misty crystal ball. As she invoked the spirits, objects floated about the room in response to her supplications.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table. It's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond. Let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Mike, something's moving there in the corner.
It looks like smoke. There's another one.
Come now. We must leave this cozy little circle. For the spirits have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize.
The ghost host led Mike and Karen through another doorway and onto a balcony overlooking a grand hall. Party was taking place, one of the strangest parties you've ever seen. There was a long dining table covered with decayed food and withered flowers. Cobwebs were everywhere. It seemed to be a birthday party. And when the birthday ghost blew out the candles on a cake, several other ghosts disappeared. They reappeared when the ghost inhaled again. There was an elderly lady rocking and knitting. When she rocked forward, she disappeared. When she rocked back, she too reappeared. Several ghosts were playing on the chandelier over the massive dining table. Others were waltzing while an organist played a haunting refrain.
This is crazy! I don't believe what I see! Why did we ever come in this house?
There's a door at the end of the balcony. Come on.
Mike and Karen entered the door and came face to face with a ghost dressed as a bride. She was strangely illuminated, and her heart glowed red with each heartbeat. The room they were in was an unfinished attic. And as they turned to run out of the door, another ghostly manifestation appeared and blocked their way. He was a cloaked figure with an evil, grinning face. A hatbox hung from his hand. With each beat of his bride's heart, his head disappeared from his body and appeared in the hat box.
We're trapped. There's no way out.
Hold the candles. I'll try to open this window. Come on. We're in luck. There's a balcony out here. Watch your step. The rain's made everything slippery.
The candles went out again.
Just leave them. We're outside now. Everything's going to be okay. There's some steps down at the far end.
But they lead to the graveyard.
Come on, it's the only way.
Our adventurous pair descended the steps to the ground level and began their walk through the private burial grounds, trying to find their way out of this living nightmare. They passed an old caretaker holding a lantern, too frightened to speak. His dog was cowering at his feet,
and began to vocalize, "Grim Riggles, come out to socialize.
Eyes and don't try to hide.
For a silly spook, they sit by your side.
Shrouded in your blackish eyes.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim Riggles, come out to socialize.
As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek
and harmonize. Grim Riggles, come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
we're cooking where spirits swell.
Restless bones eat eerie lies.
Rise as spooks of every size.
There was music all around them, and the sky was filled with wispy spirits. They passed a group of minstrels who paid no attention to their presence. One was playing a bagpipe, another a harp, and another a horn. And there was a hunchback playing a flute, and a cadaverish drummer pounding out the temple on a gravestone. A group of cats and a family of owls joined in with spooky huns. There was a king and a queen balancing a teeter-totter on a gravestone, and a duchess sipping a cup of tea. And they saw a hearse stuck in the mud. The coffin had slipped out, and its contents, a shrouded corpse, also was sipping a cup of tea. Behind the hearse on a hill, a group of ghosts were enjoying a bicycle ride through the tombstones. A huge masked executioner was singing a duet with a decapitated knight who held his singing head in his extended hand.
There's that raven again.
Are you sure we're going the right way?
I think so. There's only one path. It looks like there's something up ahead.
Oh, that's a crypt. That's the one by the fence. It's the way out.
Come on. Stay close.
Did you enjoy your visit?
I told you you would not be harmed. Thank you for spending some time with us.
come back again. Bring your friends, if they'll believe the story you tell. I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.
We hope that recording made your Halloween a little bit extra special this year. Look forward to having all of our co-hosts back on the show next week. So again, thanks for listening. If you have any comments or you want to give us some show ideas, give us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. And if you have a chance, go out to iTunes and give us a rating. Let us know what you think out there too. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week. And for those that didn't get it or weren't sure, that was Ronnie Howard playing the boy that got stuck in the mansion in that story. Pretty cool.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we